Cape Talk, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
Well, never, never again. Let's continue that conversation around how free we really are 28 years into South Africa's democracy. Not everyone in South Africa is safe, especially women and girls who continue to face horrendous incidents of violence. Amnesty International South Africa saying today that while there have been many freedoms gained since 1994, women and girls are still not free from the shackles of gender-based violence and femicide. Well, let's speak now to Shanila Mohammed, who is Amnesty International South Africa's Executive Director. Shanila, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time on this Freedom Day. We do have plans. We've got the adoption of the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide in 2019. So government seems to have the policies, but they don't really take them seriously, do they?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Well, you know, we have a lot of plans. We have a lot of rhetoric. We have a lot of statements being made by the president, by government officials. And we have three new laws adding on to laws that were already pretty solid. But yet, we are seeing that women are still unsafe. You know, every day we see, women either being children or women either being abducted or murdered or raped or brutalized. I mean, just to give you an example, just the quarterly crime statistics in February showed that 11,315 people were raped between October and December 2021. Now, you know, it's really what it tells us is that while we have all this rhetoric and all these pieces of paper in place, actually, the situation is not getting any better. In fact, it's actually getting worse.
And as Amnesty International, what is the remedy? What are you calling on government to do here?
Well, you know, first of all, Mandy, in our analysis, and we really went deeply into this when we were looking at the case of Poppy and Bongeka, two young ladies that got into a taxi and basically were found dead the next day, that, you know, where the failures in the system really start at the police level. So, you know, for example, you have a case or a situation like Poppy and Bongeka is happening, and the way in which the police gather evidence, the way in which they approach the cases, etc., is problematic because, you know, they don't do this properly. And in fact, in Poppy and Bongeka's case, by the time the docket got to the public prosecutor, there wasn't enough evidence, even though it was in the docket, even though it was quite clear, you know, who the perpetrators were. Until today, there has been no justice. So, you know, so there's different levels. And you know, again, very few of these cases actually get prosecuted, unless they are high-profile cases. So we really need a huge overhaul of the criminal justice system, first of all. And then secondly, I think there has to be a lot done within society. I mean, we really do have to, make sure that, for example, starting at the school level, starting at kindergarten, that, you know, children are taught other ways of dealing with conflict, because what happens in South Africa is violence seems to be the only way to deal with conflict. And, you know, you see that in relationships, you see that in business deals, you see that in the way in which, you know, people would rather hire a hitman than get into a divorce. And we see that across cultures, across races. So there's clearly something wrong with the way in which we in South Africa view violence and how to utilize violence and when to, you know, and how to deal with conflict situations. So there's a lot that needs to be done. But in order for the prosecutors to prosecute, we need DNA. And what we're seeing is the massive backlog of DNA samples that are not being processed. And I think, you know, all of this adds up to a situation where, violence against women is really not being dealt with.
Shanila, thank you very much for your time. Shanila Mohammed, Amnesty International South Africa Executive Director, placing the spotlight there on women and girls in South Africa, asking the question, really, how free are women 28 years into democracy, and looking at the lived experience of women and the incidents of violent crime that occur and the pandemic of gender-based violence in South Africa. What is your experience? If you're a woman, how free are you in South Africa?